My brothers and sisters, what is the deciding factor in the homily today? Our Lord asks, which of the sons did his father's will? Why is that so crucial? Why is that so important? You remember at the Last Supper when our Lord is with his chosen 12, he says to them, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. What is the clearest sign of our love for God? It is doing his will in our lives. And so if we want to know, okay, Lord, how much do I love you? We can say, how much do I want your will to be accomplished in my life? And how much am I seeking your will and not my own? When I was in the seminary, when I first arrived, you look up to the upperclassmen, their role models, their examples, and there were three seminaries that I especially wanted to imitate. And I remember one day, I'd been there about 3 months, and I'm with a group of guys, and this one seminary was there, and all of a sudden another seminary comes running down the corridor and says, guys, you'll never believe it, I got tickets to the concert this weekend, I have extras, do you guys want to go? And every guy in the group almost immediately, oh yeah, awesome, count me in, you know. And he looks right at this particular seminary and says, what about you? He says, gosh, that sounds great. You know, let me pray about it and I'll get back to you. And I think every single one of us is like, that's what I should have said. Let me see, is that what God wants me to do with that evening? A family recently shared with me, they have a son who is a senior in high school. And so he's applied to all these colleges and he's heard back from a few. And his heart is torn. Each of them are attractive for different reasons. And so they shared with me that their son, a 17 or 18 year old boy, decided to make a novena and leave it in God's hands. And over the course of these 9 days, he would hold up each option and say, Lord, if you want me to go to that college, fill my heart with a burning desire to do so. If not, remove the desire from my heart. His parents said, Father, it was amazing how many signs our Lord gave. And now our son knows in his heart that he's going to go to the college that God wants him to go to. One more example. One time a lady came to me and she'd been separated from her husband for a month. He had hurt her, you know, one too many times. And finally, it was enough. She had moved out. She was living in an apartment. And she came to see me and she said, Father, I realize I have not surrendered this into God's hands. I don't really know what He wants me to do. I don't know if He wants me to be apart from my husband or if He wants me to reconcile with Him. She said, Father, but I'm afraid to even ask. She took the matter to prayer and she believed our Lord was calling for her to return to her husband. And in that time of prayer, she said, but Lord, I don't know if I can love him anymore. And she heard our Lord say in her heart, do not love your husband for his sake. I want you to love him for my sake. And when she returned to her husband, it was that gift, seeking to love him for our Lord and not for his own sake, that allowed them to start to strengthen their marriage. My brothers and sisters, God not only wants us to do his will, he gives us every grace to accomplish it. And it is the joy of our lives, which any of us will find when we really start to seek His will intently. What is it that prevents us from doing His will? Most often it's an attachment to our own wills, right? We want to do what we want to do. And we know what's best to do. It's like Adam and Eve, you know, it goes back to the beginning, right? They wanted to pluck the fruit from the tree. And that rebelliousness is in every single one of us. Right? And so it's something we have to die to. Okay, not my will, but yours be done. And oftentimes in the midst of it, when we have to make a decision, we think, and it's such a lie, but we buy into it. We think that God's will is not really going to make us happy. That we're going to be happy outside of His will. Right? Gosh, if I could just do that, then I would really be happy. Right? Remember when St. Faustina, when she's walking through the cemetery and she asks those people who are buried there, she says, are you happy now? And she hears a voice back from the tomb that says, we are happy to the degree that we did God's will in our lives. Right? Well, I want to tell you that's not just going to be true when we get to heaven. That's true right now. Right? His will bring us joy. His will is our peace. And don't buy any other falsehood that comes from the evil one. And sometimes we don't do His will because of the peer pressure around us. How important it is that we ask our Lord to surround us with people who will help us get to heaven. Lord, bring friends into my life that will support me in my desire to do Your will. One more. Sometimes we don't do His will because we never asked Him what His will was in the first place. At my last assignment, I'd been there a few weeks, and there was some major financial struggles, difficulties in the parish. And I called a good priest friend of mine. His name's Father Blaiseberg. He's in the diocese here. And I was stressed out. I said, Blaise, gosh, I've been here for a few weeks. It's a mess. What do I do? You've been a priest for longer. Can you just help me out with this? You know, what's your advice for me? And he paused for a minute. He said, let me ask you first. Have you asked our Lord what He thinks you ought to do? I go, Blaise, that's brilliant, right? Right, why did I turn to God immediately? But we're all like that, right? We have a decision to make and we go and we consult all our friends, which isn't a bad thing. But how about to start with the one who knows all the answers? Lord, what do You desire me to do in this situation? What is Your will for my life? I close with this. It is possible, and it's a frightening thing, but it is possible to be a regular church-going Catholic or Christian and not really be intently seeking God's will for our lives. We can go to church every Sunday, like the chief priests were going to the temple every Sunday, but they weren't really seeking God's will. And so it's so important on occasion to make that full surrender anew. Heavenly Father, I want to do Your will in every aspect of my life. Right? Give me the grace to turn to You in moments of difficulty. When a decision arises that I must make, let me call upon You first and foremost. And let me not seek my own will, but Yours. And if you're having struggles, call upon the One, the only human being who ever did God's will perfectly always, our Blessed Mother Mary. She will not fail you to come to know and do the will of the Father.